Hello again. Thank you for joining us today. There are trees that can grow in rocky areas. They're called rock trees, and they have adapted to survive and even thrive in harsh environments where most other plants would not live. They are a testament to life's tenacity and adaptability. They are living proof that life finds a way even against all odds. They survive on a diet of sunlight, rainwater, and the minerals they extract from the rocks that they inhabit. The adaption of the root system in rock trees is a primary factor that contributes to their successful survival in adverse conditions. The Rocky Mountain juniper tree, for example, has an extensive root system and can penetrate deep into the rock, enabling it to find water in arid, rocky environments. As they penetrate further, they exert pressure, gradually widening these cracks and burrowing deeper into the rock structure. Through weathering, the roots may cause the rock to break down into smaller particles, thereby giving the roots opportunity to draw the nutrients out of them. Some roots of these rock trees can spread as wide as the tree is tall, which helps the trees find water and withstand dry and nutrient-poor conditions. These root systems, which can go deep into the cracks of rocks, also use this depth to strengthen the stability of the tree under very windy conditions. In the kingdom of God, we think of always having our lives planted in fertile, rich soil. We envision what Jeremiah 17, verse 8 says about a tree being planted by the river, spreading out its roots deep into the water. The scorching heat and times of drought never affect the leaves on the tree, nor its fruit that is produced. This is how we can be in the Holy Spirit. However, we are not all planted into the most ideal conditions in this natural world. We may find ourselves in the worst conditions imaginable, though we may know where we are is exactly where God wants us to be. Yet there are times when we may wonder about if we have missed God's leading and wandered away from His will. But there is help in understanding what is happening to us amidst the struggles of our life. In the Bible, there are examples of those who were not in the most ideal places, but God had plans for their lives. And these plans can cause us to grow in places that we could not survive on our own unless we had divine help from God Almighty. These plans may benefit us, but the main purpose for being there may be to minister to others. Joseph was taken out of a luxurious home where his father lavished his love on him. After his brothers sold him into slavery, Joseph was taken to Egypt where, like a rock tree, the deep roots of his heart drew water from hard-to-reach places. He was forced to attain a higher position not just once, but twice. The first time was after he was sold into slavery. He became trusted by his master and was over his whole household. But his master, Potiphar, had a wife who tried to get Joseph to lie with her, and Joseph just would not do it. So as a result, he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. Having lost everything again, Joseph was raised by God to be second in command of the whole land of Egypt. Yet, Joseph did not complain, but only hinted in Genesis chapter 40 that he felt he was not where he was supposed to be. God used a little more time to bring about the circumstances that would save not only Egypt, but many in the land of Israel, including his family. Joseph needed his deep roots in God to sustain him throughout the harsh, dry conditions that he had to endure. When all was completed, Joseph stood tall and strong because his root was deep in the river of God, absorbing the living water of the Lord instead of complaining about the drought of his life. The life that he endured made him stronger and able to withstand the pressing times ahead. When Jesus had to go to the cross, he was in great anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane. As he prayed, Luke chapter 22 says, Jesus' sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. It wasn't the impending physical death that would cause so much stress for him. It was the separation from God his Father that he dreaded. Becoming the sacrifice for our sins meant that he had to bear the punishment for our sins upon himself. And Galatians 3 verse 13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Jesus did not want to be in such a hard place, but in order to pave the way for others to be reunited in spirit with God, he had to endure the desert of loneliness and the scorching heat of the devil's torment. He knew that what was beyond the cross would be worth it all. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says that knowing the joy that was awaiting him beyond crucifixion, Jesus endured it all and is now seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Romans 8:34 says that he is always making intercession for us. The end result was total restoration to God for the whole world who would believe in the plan of redemption laid out by God and fulfilled by Jesus Christ, his Son. Being planted in the harshest conditions, Jesus' work has sprouted and grown all over the world, washing away all the sin of those who repent before him and trust in his name and in God their Father. When we try to grow in the rocky cliffs of this natural life, there are things that may come to prohibit our growth or even to kill the roots of our trust in God. One person may have natural circumstances fighting against their growth, such as financial difficulty due to the loss of a long-time job. They may continue to seek the Lord, but they also wonder if God sees their surroundings and will send some rain to help them overcome the heat of life. Another may have experienced the loss of a loved one who was extremely close to them, and now the roots of their belief in God may be shriveling and dying because they are so focused on the pain that they don't seek God at all. They may not feel like continuing on with God any further. However, in both and other cases, it is not impossible to survive and thrive. It just may be a little harder. When Jesus rose from the grave and appeared to his disciples the first time, Thomas was not with them. After Thomas came back, the others said that they had seen the resurrected Lord. Thomas, also known as the doubter, said that unless he could see the nail holes in the hands of Jesus and thrust his own hand into Jesus' side, he would not believe. When Jesus appeared again to the disciples, Thomas was with them this time, and Jesus reprimanded him for his doubt and unbelief, saying, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." When we are placed into difficult situations, we may not yet see a miracle because God wants us to trust in him regardless of whether we do or do not see the proof of his ability to deliver us. By reaching our roots deeper, we can draw off nutrients and moisture and grow, even if we are not soaking up water from the river at the time. Wherever we are in our walk with the Lord, we can survive and thrive by always reaching out to him. Amidst the rocks, the heat, and the dry conditions of life, God is our source, providing light through Jesus, his Son, and moisture for our growth through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, Jesus, and several people today can testify to the saving power of God that still amazes the world by helping those who trust in him. All that anyone has to do is to stretch out the roots of their faith to God and keep stretching until they find what they need in him. Psalms 107 verse 9 says that God satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says that we will seek the Lord and find him when we look for him with all of our heart. By staying rooted in God and continually reaching out for him with all of our heart, we will be both satisfied and filled. It may come a little harder for some of us than others, but God is faithful. There is no condition of life that we experience in which He cannot help us. He provides rich treasures for our heart that are buried underneath the surface of the Word of God. We just need to meditate upon and pray over the Word, and then God will open it up to show us what will help us in the worst of conditions that we may be planted in. Joseph and Jesus were able to grow in really bad situations. But God did not reserve this ability just for those in the Bible, but as Jesus said, it is for all who shall believe on Him. All of us can have growth in our heart, even in the midst of the rocks in our life. Father, I pray that if anyone is in a rocky area right now, that they would just keep reaching through the roots of their faith to You and trusting You, God, to help them grow where they're planted right now. May they grow and blossom and bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Thank You, Father, for watching over them and taking care of them so that they not only will survive, but thrive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.